Today on Changing Course, we're talking with Ellie Yates, a senior in supply chain management and Spanish, a double major. She's here to talk about the study abroad fair coming to the campus of the University of Tennessee. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty happy, I think, overall, as far as I can tell. I'm very curious about this study abroad fair. It's usually in the library, if I remember correctly.
Yes, it has been in past years, but this year we've brought it to the pedestrian walkway to kind of engage students more and catch them on their way to class.
Are you worried about, you know, rain and things like that? What happens if it rains?
Hopefully it won't rain, but if it does, then we have our rain location in Thompson Bowling Arena.
What can someone expect at a study abroad fair, and who are you aiming this event at?
Mm-hmm. We'll have representatives from pretty much all of our programs that we offer. They'll have representatives from their company as well as students that have gone abroad with them. So you'll have the opportunity to talk to those representatives and past volunteers and that kind of thing, and really get a good idea of what the program is and what you'll be doing abroad. It's targeted at all UT students, anyone that is even a little bit interested in going abroad, programs that range from just a week in the summer to going for a whole academic year. So it's really for everyone to just stop by and learn more.
So it's kind of a one-stop shop, and there's probably no other opportunity like this during the year to talk to so many different people from so many different organizations.
Oh, yeah, definitely not. There's everyone in one location. You can go down the row, talk about any country you would want, any program, lots of different courses, and really get everything all right there.
So it's not too late for someone who's just thinking about going in the summer, for example, to come to this.
Yeah, it's not even too late for someone that wanted to go abroad for next semester. There are some programs with deadlines at the end of October and November. So if anyone's thinking about going next semester, you can start now. And most of our summer programs, those deadlines aren't until next semester anyway. So this is a really good opportunity to get started on that. And even as a freshman or a sophomore thinking about going abroad in the next year or two, you can start planning ahead. It's never too early to get ideas together and start your applications.
Now, you've studied abroad. How did you choose where you wanted to go? What were the factors that you considered? And where did you end up going, and for how long?
I went to Valparaiso, Chile for 5 months. I knew I wanted to go somewhere that spoke Spanish to improve my skills and help with my major courses. And I considered Spain, but I kind of wanted to do something different because everyone I've met that studied abroad to do Spanish went to Spain. I kind of wanted to differentiate myself and get a new just view on South America. And Chile offered everything that I wanted. There's a lot of hiking. You can go skiing. You can go surfing. The north, there's the Atacama Desert, which is the driest area in the world. And then in the south, Patagonia, which is glaciers, lakes, forests. They really have everything there. And so I wanted to explore all of that.
Did you go up to the desert?
I did, yes.
Oh, wow. So you were, obviously you're taking classes and you're busy, but you had enough time on the weekends or whatever to, because Chile is a very long country.
Yes.
It probably takes a while. Was the desert hotter than it was at the UMass game a couple of weeks ago?
No, it was actually cold. The UMass game was, oh my goodness, that was terrible. But the desert was actually cold. I wore a lot of layers. It was more in the winter time when I was there because the southern hemisphere, so it was summer here, but winter there. But it's because it's at such a high altitude and there's a lot of wind, it was quite chilly.
Chile's a long way away. Right. Mm-hmm. Were people kind of, you know, freaked out or worried about, hey, you're going so far away, what's that going to be like? Are you scared and that kind of thing?
A lot of people were. My parents were actually very supportive of it and really excited for me to have this journey. But I really wanted to get to share with people my experience in South America and tell them that it's not what everything makes it up to be. It's not dangerous. The people aren't scary. It's not all hot. There's different climates, different cultures, different people, and it's all beautiful. And I really liked experiencing that and getting to break those stereotypes that people have.
How did your Spanish improve? Was it really noticeable? Was it difficult to get to the next level?
I went in with a moderate level of Spanish. I could read and write really well, but my conversation was definitely lacking. And I chose to live with a host family that didn't speak any English, and I attended a Chilean university and took all my courses in Spanish, so I really just threw myself in there. And it definitely took a little bit, probably about 2 months, for it to really click. I remember, like, the moment that I realized I could think in Spanish and everything was when I was on the bus going to class, and they had music playing, and I was just listening to it as if it were music, not as if it were Spanish music. I was just, it was a really cool moment. And learning a language, it's definitely hard. I had a headache for like the first month just because at school I would get Spanish. When I came home, I would get Spanish. It was constantly new and like always learning, and my brain was working overtime. But it was definitely worth it to be able to communicate with my host family, do well in my classes, and just have that whole new language in my brain always. So,
yeah, I would imagine to get as far along as you did in that 5 months, how long would that take here in Knoxville to get that far along?
I mean, I've been taking Spanish courses since eighth grade, and I learned more in those 5 months than I did in those 6 years leading up to that.
You know, you talked about breaking down stereotypes, you know, about the stereotypes we have about people in other cultures and faraway places. What about the stereotypes people had about you? Did you run into people having stereotypes about you as an American, and did those break down some?
Oh, I would say so, definitely. First of all, in my appearance, I look differently. I have lighter skin, lighter hair. A lot of people thought I was German, so people would come up and try to speak German to me. But as Americans, they have a view of us that we are a little more lazy, but also more controlling. There was also a lot, it was right before the presidential election, so there was a lot of kind of tension in conversations when people would talk about that. But I was surprised at how many people asked about it. Like, in a country on the other side of the world, they were interested in our politics. So that, like, kind of showed me what a big impact the U.S. has on a country far away.
The Study Abroad Fair takes place on the campus of the University of Tennessee at the pedestrian walkway. Unless it rains, then it's at Thompson Bowling. That's October the 11th from 11 to 3. Our guest again on Changing Course is Ellie Yates, who is a senior from Franklin, Tennessee. She's studying supply chain management and Spanish. And I assume you're getting ready to graduate?
In May, yes. Getting ready for it.
What next?
Not sure yet. There was a job fair earlier, so I've been meeting with companies and interviewing, kind of seeing what area I want to go into, but definitely something where I can travel and use my experience for a company. I'm not exactly sure, but I'd love to live abroad for a little bit, or at least get to travel a lot with a job.
I have a feeling you'll do just that.
Thanks
for talking to us.
Thank you for having me.